as lost as I am found. Slowing down so I can begin.
Gothic towns, undressed in ancient bedrooms, we made love in eiderdowns. We didn't have much money, but on wine we spent it well, and swore our love would hold back time. Now only time can tell, 'cause I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I don't wanna be reminded that I won't see her again. Fell headlong into love so hard that everything made sense. Our mornings were all sunshine, the nights were just intense. But it would take a gypsy to tell what went wrong. Now she's found a home I know not where. Tell me, where do I belong? I never talk about her, I never speak her name. But someday she might hear this song and know that nothing's changed, because I am still in love with her. All across the years, through the laughter and the madness, through the heartbreak and the tears. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. You can say that I'm a coward, but you don't know the pain. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. You won't hear me talk about her, you won't hear me speak her name. I never talk about her, I never talk about her, I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I never talk about her, talk about her, I never talk about her, I never talk about her.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to WMFO Medford. The show is Worst Boys Guild. The DJ is CR. And welcome. Welcome to Worst Boys Guild. The second and at least for 2020, the last installment. Which is crazy. I was very excited about starting this show. And I'm still very excited to be doing this show. So all this is really crazy. I've been, for the past day, I've been constantly promising not to rant about it and then ranting about it. I'm going to try not to do that for the next hour. I'm going to try to just play some music, have a good time. And that's me typing, looking for music. I hope people are having a good morning. I can't say that I am, but that's okay. Things work out eventually, and I, all things considered, am in a good situation, which I recognize. But even a good situation on this campus right now is not like a great situation. So, yeah, anyways, let's listen to some music, and at least until 7 o'clock a.m., let's not worry about it. And then at 7 o'clock a.m., I am going to leave the studio and worry and stress and try to get a lot of, make a lot of things come together in a few days that is challenging. So just a second. Sorry about the wait. I still just have to get everything set up over here, and then we will be rolling. So last week I talked about how it would be helpful to make a playlist. This week I have 3 playlists of just like ideas for stuff to play going. But not a set order for the show. So we'll see how this goes, and then if I love it and it works really well, then I can do that next year when I apply to bring my show back. So, cool. All right. Let's get started. So that's How the Ranks Was Won by Brazos. That's been in my rotation on and off for a really long time. It's always a good one. I like it a lot. I think I'm gonna try to stick with a different vibe from last week. Cover some songs that I've liked for a while. There are a couple songs that I've wanted to play because they're really good, but they'll necessitate me like cutting the audio for a very short snippet of not radio friendly language. So I was gonna just wait to play them until I substituted for a midnight show, because then I wouldn't have to do that. But I'm considering just going and playing them during the show and cutting the audio at the appropriate time. Just to play them while I have a chance to. But we'll see. We'll see where this show goes. Next, I'm gonna play "Agitation" by Waco. It's off their album Sundown. So that song I actually found listening to a podcast that I cannot in good conscience recommend, because it's not a very good podcast. But at the end of each episode, they have a different song that I think that listeners submit. And sometimes there's some really good ones. I'm going to play another song that I found through that podcast. Just kind of sticking with that theme. But first, I'm going to read a PSA. So here is the ladder safety public service announcement. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, so you heard it here, folks. Falling off of ladders is bad. Be very careful when you use a ladder. The line that sticks out to me is that 150,000 people went to the hospital for ladder-related injuries last year alone. Because I'm sure it doesn't change too much year to year, but how can they know? I'm pretty sure this PSA is more than a year old. Something to think about. So this next song, the one I found off the podcast, is so hip and niche that it is not on Spotify. So I'll be playing it on YouTube. Here it is.
What about an answer for our first?
Fighting with
Yeah, so that was 2 miles for me is 1,000 for you by Born Only Yesterday, which is a new name, new-ish at least. They were called the Bayonets when I first heard this song. But yeah, it's always a good one. Next is Easy to Love by Ivan and Aloysia. I'm back on Spotify now. So I think this song is going to be a little more pop. The 2 miles for me and is 1,000 for you is great because it definitely feels like something I would have like really listened to so much in sixth grade, seventh grade. But it holds up. It holds up. Yeah.
We know it will from time to time. And we've been
I told you guys I liked breakup songs last week. I really was not kidding. I wasn't even... I was going for, you know, just chill, positive music, and still landed on a breakup song pretty quick. So now, like I was saying earlier, I'm gonna play a song that isn't completely radio-friendly, but there's only one word in it that's an issue, so the audio is gonna, like, briefly cut out, which is gonna sound weird, and it's unfortunately not ideal, but just a fair warning.
And I drove all the way home, listening to the Gaslight Anthem, thinking I can't stop letting people down. Surely not as cool as I was back in school. I'm on the 101 falling asleep. I got the letters that you wrote for me. Now here I am under golden arches, carved part teary-eyed, McGriddle in hand.
Smile.
So that first one was 101 North by Walter Mitty and his makeshift orchestra. That's one I've been listening to a lot lately. It's really good. I know one song on the guitar. It's by AJJ, and I can't say the name of it on the radio, which is too bad, because it's the other song that I would play and like mute the audio and unmute it, or get a late night show and play it. And now I'm trying to learn this one on guitar, so then I'll bring my grand total to two songs I can play, which will be very exciting. The second one was Jigsaw Puzzle by Of Montreal, which I actually got from a friend back home who was like super sweet. She listened to my radio show, the download of it, later on, and then she made a playlist of songs she thought I would like, which was like the sweetest thing ever. And super, her name's Hannah, shout out to Hannah, just like such a supportive, kind person who I haven't seen much in a long time. I saw her briefly like towards the end of the summer, but I'm excited to reconnect with her when I'm back in Houston over the next couple of months. And you know, there are a few people I'm excited to reconnect with that have kind of fallen out of my life, because I've always been really lazy about keeping in touch with people. So I thought that was really sweet. And this is just a good song off of, the whole playlist was great. That was one of my favorite songs on it. So figured I ought to play it on the show. The next one is You're Better Than Ever by Illuminati Hotties, which is also a breakup song. But hear me out, it's a really fun one. So, fine? Is that fine? I mean, it's fine no matter what. This is my hour, but it's another breakup song. This will happen. Breakup songs are really good. Let's take a listen.
Oh,
So that last one was Dreaming by Small Pools. And now we're nearing the end of the show. So I apologize. I understand this hasn't been the most incredible hour of radio. But I'm going to play a couple more songs from bands that I really like a lot. So I'll play a song by Slater Kinney. And then I'm going to play a song by Counting Crows, which I don't listen to Counting Crows a ton anymore, but like in freshman year of high school, it was literally all I listened to. And so every time I listen to Counting Crows, I feel like comforted and super nostalgic. So we'll end the show on that. But first we'll play Burn, Don't Freeze by Slater Kinney. Another artist I want to recommend that I did not get a chance to work into the show in large part because most of his favorite songs of mine are not radio friendly, is Get Set Go. He lives in Austin, Texas. He's a great guy, just like as a person. And he also is a great musician. He's also an extremely prolific musician who has been at it since before I was born. So there's something to like for everybody with his music, I hope. Because it's just 20 years is a lot of time for things to change, for his style to change and everything. I personally really like his first three albums, although his first three albums all deserve like a content warning. There's very vulgar stuff in there, and also stuff that, like, that kind of deserves a trigger warning. If you're gonna, don't just blindly dive into those first few albums of his, unless, like, if you have like topics that you're afraid of going into, maybe first just research, like, what he writes about, because he did write those albums and he was in a very bad place. So that's my plug for Get Set Go, and then we're gonna play a couple more songs and then I will sign off and we will all embark on a stressful week. And I will miss this show. The 2 weeks of it that I was able to do were a great time, and I hope that eventually I come back and am able to really actually get good at DJing and kind of see myself grow and have a longer trajectory with this. But we'll see. I'm sure it'll work out. Everything works out. Everything works out. And I'm sure it'll happen. We'll see. Oh. Sorry about that, guys. Thought I turned off the microphone, but I turned off the aux. Which is a surefire way to make music not audible. Now let's listen to some music. So just a brief pause from the music. The next DJ is not here yet, to my knowledge. Usually this is about when I would go let him into the studio. But this is WMFO Menford. So I don't know. Hopefully he comes in a couple minutes. Otherwise, it'll just be kind of random music starting at 7.
Sunshine, feathered by the moonlight. Falling down on me, I said I will walk along these hillsides. In the summer, neath the sunshine, I am feathered by the moonlight.